Hey, Brian Agonaud here. What I want to address today is a challenge that a lot of people have with their press handstand, and it's a big sticky point. It's one of the biggest sticky points in the process for a lot of people, and it's the one that tends to, it's like the demoralizing roadblock where it's if you feel like your legs don't leave the floor, then you're never going to make any progress. Now, here's the reason I want to go over it. So if you're struggling with this, I'm going to go over it in this show. But second, the takeaway of all of this is to understand that when you do the right things, it can be learned, and that every single person who has not been able to press up to handstand, or let me rephrase that, is every person who can now press up to handstand once started with not being able to lift their legs off the floor. So I want you to think about that first as like a mindset shift, which is if you believe it's not possible for yourself, remember that every single person who can now lift themselves up to handstand and press up from the ground started where you are, which was not being able to, and they overcame it. So the thing to think about when your legs don't leave the floor is the mindset and the process should be immediately diagnosis. And what diagnosis looks like is, okay, so what is actually going on in my body? I want to give you just a little anatomical background because I want to share with you what I see a lot with my clients specifically is one of the most criminally undertrained areas of the body is hip flexors. And to understand the role of the hip flexors, the role of the hip flexors is to, when you flex the muscles to support the leg. So when I talk about some actually anatomically too, so you understand hip flexors, which is all, think of all of the muscles, including your inner thighs that connect from your inner knee and that run all the way up through your pelvis and connect to your lower back, the psoas muscles. Now, so you understand, those are just hip muscles. For some reason, we call them hip flexors when we are executing a flexing motion with our body, and we are calling them hip extensors when we're executing an extended motion with those muscles, but they're all the same thing. Understanding this role from the hip flexors is that their primary job is to support the legs when you flex the muscles. So, for example, the average person, when they walk, you need baseline hip flexor strength in order to walk, right? You have to have the strength in the muscles to be able to support the leg when you walk. Now, the hip flexors, the longer your leg specifically, the more trained the hip flexors have to be, the stronger they have to be. So for example, if you are someone that has longer legs, the legs are longer, you're going to have to train your hip flexors more, right? It's no problem. Like a lot of people think I have long legs, so I can't do it. It's not that you can't do it. It's just the thing that you need to work on is your hip flexors versus somebody else who has shorter legs and weaker arms. From that regard, understand too, that like walking, for example, the knees bend when you walk, right? Our leg is not fully extended. We bend it. So whenever we effectively shorten the length of our leg, it lessens the load on the hip flexors. So common conventional hip flexor wisdom is that, well, if you can walk normally without pain, your hip flexors are strong or strong enough. Now, we'll take that into another realm, which is now imagine like a press handstand. You physically have to lift your legs off the ground. The legs physically have to lift up. So that takes now, as you're shifting, I want you to think about this, is that when you're shifting, the hip flexor muscles have to be strong enough to support the legs through space. So if you aren't strong enough in the hip flexors, it doesn't really matter how strong the rest of your body is everywhere else. If the hip flexors don't have the strength to hold the legs through space, the legs will not move. So they won't move through space. And instead, what you'll see is the knees will sometimes want to bend. Like maybe this is you, if you're shifting and the knees bend, you might mistake that. A lot of times when the knees want to bend, people will say, I lack the hamstring mobility. That's why my knees are bending. But actually, the other reason why your knees could be bending in your press whenever you try to lift up is simply the fact that the hip flexors aren't strong enough. So it's a reflex reaction where the knees bend to effectively shorten the length of your leg. So you may find that also when that happens. And that's another important thing to understand, is that the weak hip flexors reveal themselves in the body as the same way as tight hamstrings do. And the big thing to think about is hip flexors. Because if you can tie that piece, and this is something we do with our clients, you can try it, but it's hard to fully describe it here over an audio podcast. But imagine like a hanging leg raise where you're just hanging from a bar. Your goal for hip flexor strength is to be able to lift your legs all the way up towards your face, to get yourself fully compressed without the back or the upper body moving at all. So completely still, right? That's the range of motion test. So that's something you can try. That's one of the things we do with all of our clients, is we watch their range of motion in that hanging leg raise, and we can see how they're progressing through the strength in their hip flexors there. So it's really important to do that. And especially if you want to go past a press handstand and you want to move into like ground lifts, you've seen me doing like V sits and L sits to handstand. All of those lifts require a lot of hip flexor strength, lot of hip flexor strength. In fact, it's one of the things that I work on in my personal practice more than anything else, because when your hip flexors are strong, you have the ability to not just move through space more naturally, but to stay compressed. So the hip flexors not only hold the legs, but they create compression. So for example, if you're working on like a V-sit to handstand, how do you fit your legs through the arms without bending them? You keep an extreme amount of compression between your legs and your thighs. And when you aren't on the ground, what creates that type of compression? The hip flexors. So it's those kinds of things that you want to think about. It's like behind the scenes things. Because where a lot of people go wrong, where they get frustrated, like when their legs don't leave the ground, is they just think, I'm not strong enough. So I'm going to do more upper body strength. I'm going to do more shoulder strength, arm strength. But a lot of that stuff is irrelevant. Once you've got the baseline ability to hold yourself, like in the wall at a handstand, it's probably something else. And that's what we see a lot with our clients, which is, it's not that they've lacked effort in their attempts at trying, but they're just doing the wrong things for their body. So you can look at two people who seemingly have the same problem, but it's two completely different things going on with their anatomy. And it's those two different things that really, that's the difference between actually breaking through that plateau and not breaking through that plateau. So while there's a lot of other reasons why, I don't want to go over all of them in this specific show, I can go over them in other ones. But what I do want you to think, because a big sticky point for a lot of people, everyone benefits from training the hip flexors, building the compression, and understanding, first of all, that the role of the hip flexors is to support the legs. And when you're doing something like a press handstand or ground lifts, where the legs are physically in the air, your hip flexors have to be 10, 20, 30 times stronger than the average human being. All right, so something to think about. That's the show. If you're benefiting from this, take some time to share it. If you know someone that's working on their handstand, someone who's really into it, share this with them. That's one of the best ways that you can support the show. And please do take time to leave a review wherever you listen to podcasts. So whether that's Google, Apple, Spotify, or anywhere else, it really does naturally help the show grow. All right. So that's all I've got for you on today's show. Have a good rest of your day, and I'll talk to you soon.